You can do big deals without needing to have funds.
Okay, I've got Clayton Rockwood back in the studio here. We're doing another podcast. And if you guys missed the previous video that we did, we talked all about how to underwrite a multifamily deal that you can then wholesale to a multifamily investor like Clay. Clay invests in multifamily up to 700 doors just in the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, which is phenomenal. But you're going to come into that situation like you did, where you were like flipping and doing single family, and you get this great deal, you underwrite it, you know, you run all the numbers, you're like, man, this is a great deal. Someone's going to want this. Well, I want to keep this deal, but it's still like a $2 million deal or a $3 million, whatever million dollar deal. How do I start to keep and invest, be the investor in multifamily? And I think, Clayton, tell me if I'm right about this. You cannot go down the world of holding any assets, single family or multifamily, but especially multifamily. You cannot grow a portfolio unless finance becomes a big part of your strategy. How do we raise the money to buy these assets?
Yeah.
And when you go down that path, it becomes like almost as important probably as even the deal is the money to do the deal. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's funny. It's a common question I've gotten from people that are wanting to buy rentals, whether that's single family or otherwise. Is it like, well, I'm just saving my 25% down. And I'm like, oh, first of all, there's so many other ways,
yeah.
Right? I was like, you're just wasting your time. And I mean, that's how I started. I had a goal to buy a door or a property every year, thinking like, okay, I have to save up money.
Single family,
like a duplex,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And just looking back, I'm like, I wish someone would have just kicked me in the pants. I'm like, no,
yeah.
You don't have to do that. Like our 700 doors, a majority of those, I haven't used a dime of my own money, right? So
yeah.
So there's multiple strategies. I think the best way that, you know, a lot of people talk about is the Burr method, obviously, where you
explain the Burr method.
So the Burr method, and it works for multifamily just as it does for single family, right?
Okay.
So basically you can go buy a property with hard money or private money. So you're getting a short-term loan from someone. So again, no money out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying that property, you're fixing it up, putting a tenant in, and then you're refinancing with traditional bank debt.
Because
right.
The bank will look at the now income it's producing, and they'll fix it up
or whatever you've done to it. Yeah, they'll finance it. And a lot of times you can pull out a majority or all of that cash back. So you have very little money out of pocket, if any.
You paid back your private or hard money.
Yeah.
Now you own the asset with new debt because you created value by doing the improvements.
Yeah.
So that's the birds. It's buy,
renovate.
Renovate, rent.
Rent, refinance.
And then repeat if you had another R, right? That's so it's called the Burr method. Not working so well with high interest rates
today. So that strategy is not gone, but it's harder to do and harder to make the numbers work. Okay, so what do you do aside from that? Well, you know, what we started doing initially was, ironically enough, the guy that I was using for hard money, he saw that I was buying properties and he saw that I was starting to accumulate kind of a small portfolio, again, over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said in my last video, it took me 12 years to acquire like 12 doors, right?
Yeah.
I was just going super slow because I didn't know otherwise. But he, ironically enough, approached me and said, hey, I see what you're doing. I don't want to just lend you money anymore. I want to partner with you.
Mm.
Like, why don't we just grow and scale this where I'll fund everything. Let's just partner. You obviously know how to find deals. You know how to fix them up. You know how to operate it. I'll just be the finance guy. And like when he approached me, I was like, holy cow, like, I never even thought about that. So from then on, like he literally would fund 100% of everything, the purchase, the renovation cost, any money we needed out of pocket long-term for the financing, he would fund. Now, again, everyone's not going to have that kind of relationship, but I think it's important to note that there are people out there like that.
So strategy,
your own market.
So strategy two would be an equity partner.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone that has a high net worth individual, a family member, a friend that has some cash sitting by 50, 100 grand that you can approach with a smart business plan and say, hey, I've got this opportunity. I got this property. I've already run all the numbers. Here's what your return would look like, right? And a lot of this can just be hypothetical or like, hey, let's just give it a shot on one property.
Yeah.
At worst case scenario, we sell it, we flip it or whatever, right? So
now those partners, because that's now a partner, right?
Yeah.
They could also be just a debt partner. Like that case, I mean, that's a little harder, right? Meaning they're just going to pay an interest on their money, but they're not participating in any ownership.
Yeah.
They're not on any equity. That's one way you could bring in partners.
Yeah, you could do that. There's debt partners. There's
debt
people
partners
that are happy with that. most people I've worked with, they want some equity in the deal.
Yeah, they want
it's more exciting for them to have some ownership. So, and again, that's the sky's the limit of how you structure that, right? Sometimes it's a 50-50 partnership. It could be 70-30. I mean, it's totally up to you. And
could
your partner.
Be debt and equity.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a bunch of different ways, but this strategy is bring in outside money, have them participate in the deal, either straight debt, which would be just interest, or equity where they bring the money and then they get 50% or 30, whatever percentage, or a combo. They get a little bit of interest on their money and they're getting a piece of the action in equity.
Yeah.
You know, so bringing in a partner and that, how fast did that speed up your game?
Oh, I mean, it went from, like I said, 12 doors to 700 doors in a matter of a few years.
Using partners.
Right? Just using partners. And again, when you scale up, then I like that partner I was talking to you about, I kind of tapped him out. I was like, I've used all his money.
All his money.
He's like, I don't have any more money to invest. I want to. But it's like, okay, well, now I have to get creative. So then it's kind of the next level is like, you know, bringing on multiple partners or syndicating deals. You know, you don't just have to have one partner that funds everything.
Yeah.
You can get 10 partners, you know, and hey, let's all go in on this deal together. And you each put a little bit of money up or I'll put a little bit of mine, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about utilizing other people's money.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, if you haven't tried PropWire yet, you're missing out. PropWire has changed the real estate game by giving you property data for free. It's the perfect addition to your real estate business because you get unlimited free searches and unlimited free property downloads. That means no more expensive lists, no more software subscriptions, no more pay-per-lead services, just free data from a nationwide database of 157 million off-market and MLS properties, all at your fingertips 24 hours a day. Now, if you're a wholesaler in Atlanta looking for vacant houses, we've got that. If you're a rehabber in Las Vegas looking for BACO and REOs, you're covered. If you're an agent in San Diego looking for listing leads, look no further. If you're involved in real estate in any way, as a lender, landlord, or other professional, PropWire has the data to power your real estate business. So you should definitely check it out. Just go to joinpropwire.com to search and download an unlimited number of leads, absolutely free.
And guys, if you don't know, a syndication, you've probably heard that before, that's where you raise money for a particular deal, right? So it would be, you know, Clayton's got this deal and here's the deal. And then we're going to create this fund that's going to raise money for this particular deal. You know, it's interesting. I did a trip to Italy a couple months ago. It was a marriage retreat. So we were with this group and meet this guy from Utah. Great guy. Became friends. I mean, we're there for like 10 days hanging out, became friends. And he said, hey, so I'm thinking about investing $100,000 into this fund. And so did I tell you this?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's telling me about it. And I'm like, he's like, will you look at it? He found out I'm a real estate guy. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a look. And so he's showing it to me. And I'm like, man, yeah, returns look amazing. And then I said to him, I said, you know, for something like this, you also want to feel comfortable about the operators. Like, you know, because you're not just investing in the deal, you're investing in the people, obviously, right? So he says, oh, yeah. So he says, yeah, this is a guy named Clayton Rockwood. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know him. Yeah. And I'm like, he's a straight up guy. You're, as you know, underwrite the deal, but outstanding guy doing amazing things. Really, really good guy. So so it's just really
and
interesting.
And he invested $100,000 in the deal.
And he did. Yeah. Okay. So that was a syndication, right?
Yeah. So we pulled a bunch of investors together. And again, when we're talking about syndications, this is definitely next level.
Yeah.
Right. So this is not for your first time guy that wants to get in, you know, like I wouldn't recommend doing it this way.
Because they're going to want to see experience.
Yeah. That's the whole thing is track record experience. I mean, then you're getting into a world of like, you have to abide by SEC guidelines and legal things. Right. So this is definitely next level, but it shows
see the
you
big picture,
the
yeah.
concept of how you can do big deals without needing to have funds.
Yeah. Right? And that deal, thing. Just, you know, big picture, how much money were you raising for that deal?
We raised $4.2 million.
And how many, you know,
I think on that, like 25 different investors.
Okay. So isn't that cool, guys? 25 different investors. And this is a guy, I'm trying to remember what he does, but
he sold a company recently.
Yeah. So it's not like now you're tapping into like everyday people.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, like doctors, dentists, these are people that, again, you have to think who in your network makes good money at what they do, but may want to earn some passive income. I mean, that everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone wants, hey, man, I'm grinding as a dentist or whatever it is. But man, I wish I could have some like monthly residual just coming in on the side. Well, that's That's the type of people we appeal to.
And I forget, in that syndication, most of them, you promise them a return and then a little bit of upside.
Exactly. So, yeah, they get a quarterly payout basically from the cash flow, like an 8% preferred return. Mm-hmm. And then it's usually a 70-30 or an 80-20 split in favor of the investors. So they have the majority of the equity in the deal. And ideally, what we're trying to target is a certain return for the investors on an annual basis. Like, we want to give them a 20% return on their money.
Overall. So if you think about it, like if you look at like the Grant Cardones, you know, I know Pace Morby's doing this as well. You know, if you can raise the money and you retain 20% ownership and you give 80% to the investors, but you do that on scale, you know, that's how Grant Cardone's a billionaire. Yep, you know, he's a minority owner in a lot of assets.
Yep.
And so you can see how fast you could get to that place.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's a great strategy. But again, you know, if you're just starting out and you want to go out and buy a rental and you don't have the money, like I really believe the best way is to just tap into the people you know. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
A, how much people have money that you wouldn't suspect have money, and B, just by asking and presenting a good opportunity. I mean, that's really the gist of it is say, hey, I've got this great deal. And in my mind, money is very attracted to good deals.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just going to come easily, but if you truly have a good opportunity, a good deal, there's going to be money out there that wants to invest in that good deal with you. So, you know, once you have that deal and you've got it figured out, just start tapping into that network you already have, your friends, family, coworkers, whoever it is, just start getting the word out. Hey, I'm looking for a money partner. I'll handle the rest and you'll just get a cash flow return. I mean, you're going to have people that are lining up for that.
That's so true. I mean, I have a rule in where I teach people how to fix and flip to go out and raise money. Well, first of all, hard money is readily available in every single market. And so then, but they're not going to fund the whole thing. So there's that secondary piece of maybe 20%. And what I teach is how to raise private money. Well, what I found is if you tap into people that work corporate and they've worked in corporate for 10 years or 20 years, they probably have an IRA anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000 that they would, if they knew there was a better opportunity, they would gladly self-direct that and lend it to you on your deals. And these are just everyday people that your kids play baseball with, that you go to church with, that are your neighbors, you know, that have $25,000 to $100,000. And all it takes is a couple of those and you're into deals.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And it's the easiest conversation because, I mean, every time you talk to someone, hey, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
You know, how you been? Great. Yeah, I just bought a duplex. Really?
Yeah.
How'd you do that? You know, like it's the easiest conversation to start, right? So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's right there all around you. Yeah. You just have to be willing to ask and learn a few things and you're into the game.
Yeah. So I that's the funniest thing is that when people say, well, I don't have the money, it's like, that's the least of your problems, right?
All right. Thanks, Clay. Appreciate you guys. Hopefully you found a lot of value in this. If you have any questions, leave those in the comments. We'll try to get to those. Clayton, if it's okay, I'll put your information below in the description. Some of the ways that you can learn more about multifamily. That's something you do as well as you teach people, right? How to get into deals, how to break them down, how to finance them, how to evaluate them.
Exactly.
So if you're looking to get into that world, Clayton is, you know, one of the best at teaching how to do it. What I love too about that, Clay, is, you know, you started like everyone else who's going to be watching this, which is from zero into now 700 doors, and you're growing that. So you know firsthand what it's like to, you know, come from the residential, single family, small into the big, long-term carry type of deal.
Yep.
So
I'm just a regular guy that started at zero.
And did it really fast, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome, well, thank you guys, appreciate you. We'll see you on the next video.